Hi, Sonia. I was just texting you again.
Hi. Yeah, I know. I didn't understand what does that mean. Let me see. What does that mean? Like a shopping?
Huh?
It says I don't know. I believe that.
If your ID, if your photo ID was issued is issued less than 2 years ago, then we just need a bank statement or something dated February 2024 or older. That's all.
Okay. So if I go to the bank, what do I ask the bank?
I would just look at your driver's license first and see when was your driver's license issued.
I'm going to be really honest. I'm not going to lie to you. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have a back. But I don't care if you know or not. I don't have a background, but I do have a DUI.
That's okay.
And I had it since last year because my father passed away, and I did something stupid, you know.
I understand.
I didn't, you know.
Yeah, everybody makes mistakes. We don't hold that against you. The issue is that if there's more than, like, three misdemeanors or if there's any felonies at that point,
I have never killed anybody. I had is my background because I couldn't accept my father passing away for last year. He fought it all the way, but it's just some things you just can't fight anymore. You know?
I know.
You have to
let it go.
And I couldn't let it go. But anyway, I'm trying to restore my license. I'm trying to restore it all over again.
So
it takes time.
So, but I do have more hours to give you. I forgot that about the second case in the household. We are looking for someone from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. every day. So you can work both cases. You could do 5 to 9 with her daughter and then 9 to 9 with her in the overnights for those days.
Okay, let's just go. Let me figure out first the things that I have to bring you because I had to give up my license. I had all the choices. I'm trying to restore it. I'm trying to, you know, pay a restoration fee.
Do you have a passport?
Start all over again. So I do have the old license. My daughter has it in her phone. She can text
it.
It's
work.
Not old.
Yeah.
It's still good. And I can get when I go to the bank, what do I ask the bank?
Just a bank statement from 2020, it's actually 2024 or older. It still says 2023 because I didn't change it yet. But it needs to be from February 2023 or older. I mean, 4. I'm confusing you even more.
Because I know you're going to need my account routing number, whatever it's called.
We'll worry about that after. I'm not worried about that.
All right. So I'm going to tell my daughter to text you my social security, would that be okay? And my license ID.
Yeah.
And the banks are closed right now, so I have to wait until tomorrow.
Yeah, no worries. We'll figure it out. We'll worry about it. I mean, even if you have anything, like if you have income tax returns from the 2023, you know, or 2022,
My husband is a New Yorker. He takes care of all that.
Okay. I understand. All
he takes care of all that. He takes care of all that.
Okay. All right. So just work on the paperwork, and we'll talk about the hours and other cases afterwards.
I'll send you the license, the Social Security, and tomorrow I'll go to the bank and get a statement from 23 to 26. That'll be a good. That should
no,
be
we
good
don't
enough,
need all
okay?
of them. I just need one. I just need one.
Just
that
one.
Just one statement.
Okay?
I would say, I would say to do it from January 2024. That's the only thing we need.
Just a statement. Okay. Now.
Yep.
The only problem I have is I know you guys are all the way in Philadelphia. Like if I wanted to go to the office, like going to the office personal, how do I would have to go to Philadelphia?
Yeah, well, we don't really use our office for caregiver. Like, if you need anything from us, we ship all the supplies. And do you need the office? Because everything we do is done pretty much remotely.
Just in case if I had something I didn't understand, like over the phone or something I didn't understand that you didn't go through.
We have a floater from our office that goes out and around to introduce themselves and stuff. So if there's ever any issues, we can always send him to you.
Okay, so then we're going to do the paperwork first, and then we'll start with
I'll talk to you more tomorrow.
I don't understand that. How to do the payroll, how to punch in and punch out. I guess they got to do it over the phone.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later on. Okay?
Yes, exactly. We'll talk about that tomorrow. After. All right. Thanks.
All right. All right. Good night. Bye-bye. Good night. All right. Good night. Bye-bye.